KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. This week, I got the sad and sudden news that an old classmate of mine, someone I haven't seen since we were both in our very early teens, died suddenly in her sleep. There was no warning, there were no signs. It was, as people say, just one of those awful, tragic things. And these days, news like this travels fast, so within moments, our mutual friends had posted warm and mournful remembrances on Facebook, which serves in times like these as a kind of village square, and the rest of us learned the news quickly through app badges and lock screen notifications and group text messages. So within a few hours, the far-flung and long-lost friends had coalesced around one particular Facebook post, and this, I think, is what social media does best. It lets people who aren't in the same physical space share a virtual one. It connects people to each other for precisely times like these when there's good and bad news to share. But wading into the Facebook post meant first wading through a lot of extraneous posts in my newsfeed, scrolling past the petty and nasty arguments about presidential candidates being conducted by near-total strangers and the somehow even more heated disputes about movies and TV shows, until I finally came to the important post, where friends were gathered to remember someone we had lost. Facebook has become, to its chagrin, a place where people argue a lot and often in an ugly way. The complicated algorithm that governs your newsfeed and guides your attention also allows conflicts and disputes to explode onto your smartphone screen. Occasionally, maybe even often, these involve people who are utterly unknown to you. Posts about popular and newsworthy topics often straddle several member groups, which means it's possible to be required to wade through arguments between a distant person who is a friend of a friend and someone you couldn't identify if your life depended on it. Neither may know the other, but both are embroiled in a fiercely worded and vicious battle over, well, you know, take your pick. Sexism in the workplace, Donald Trump, the Rio Olympics, the latest Beyonce album, Hillary Clinton's email server, a gluten-free diet, ISIS, hot yoga. It's an exhausting enterprise to be confronted with all of that negative and charged emotion when you really just want to commiserate with old schoolmates or, on better days, just watch a video of your niece playing the piano. And what Facebook has discovered is that it's also a major downer for user engagement because, look, people are already well aware in a general enough way that the world is in really terrible shape. They're more than apprised of the bitterly intractable camps that have arisen around every possible topic in sports, war, entertainment, and culture. And if at all possible, they'd like to put that on pause for a moment. When people click on something, they want something different, something social, something not so angry, something fun. At a developers conference this month, Facebook announced that it's de-emphasizing the news part of the newsfeed. They discovered, just as I did this week, trying to memorialize an old friend, that what makes Facebook special and addictive is the way it connects people, not the way it provides a forum for argument. They're also experimenting with live feed video and have been hiring well-known celebrities to create entertaining content. The algorithm that made news items and shared articles a priority is now going to put kids, pets, and piano-playing nieces, I guess, front and center. Fun is going to come back to Facebook. Just when television, in pretty much all of its forms, scripted, reality, everything but sports, honestly, is stuck on dark, stuck on anti-heroes and complicated gray areas and nasty arguments, all of which have their places, of course, but it's not hard to see that people have complicated dark stuff all around them in real life. So when they click on the remote or on the phone, maybe they're looking for a little lightness. And that's it for this week. Next week, we get a laugh on the setup for KCRW.